After years of difficult negotiations, the U.S. and Canada have figured out some key points of a critical water treaty. The Columbia River Treaty provides flood control and a consistent river flow for hydropower. Correspondent Courtney Flatt explains.
As part of the Columbia River Treaty, which was ratified in 1964, British Columbia received hydropower generated in the Northwest, which was worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The U.S. argued it was overpaying. Canada disagreed. Now, they've agreed the U.S. can keep more of its hydropower and Canada can import and export more clean energy. The agreement will also give Indigenous people more say and will make considerations for the changing climate, a new third prong to the treaty. But fish advocates say the agreement prioritizes flood risks and power needs over ecosystem health. They say, as the agreement is now, there's a continued risk for fish. The two countries plan to draft formal amendments in the next few weeks. I'm Courtney Flatt.